All right, folks, buckle up and grab your skincare products because we're diving deep into the wild world of DIY beauty treatments. I'm Vaughn, and this is the Sick Sad Society, where we dig into the craziest, quirkiest, and downright bizarre news stories out there. And today, oh boy, do we have a juicy one for you. So stick around, Sick Sad Society. Let's go.
Oh, Lord, I'm so bored. Oh, Lord, I'm so bored.
So picture this. You're scrolling through your Instagram feed, minding your own business, when suddenly, bam, you come across a post from Sarah Soul, a self-proclaimed menstrual cycle educator who's proudly smearing her own period blood on her face like it's the latest skincare craze since cucumber slices. Now, I don't know about you, but when I first read this, I had to do a double take. I mean, we've heard of face masks made from, what, avocado, honey, and even snail slime. But period blood? This is a whole new level of DIY. But hold on, folks, because Sarah isn't just doing this for the shock value. Oh, no. She's convinced that menstrual blood is the secret to achieving that coveted youthful glow. I've never put that stuff on my face, and I look amazing.
I look marvelous. Absolutely marvelous.
But according to her, it's packed with all sorts of nutrients that'll turn your skin into a radiant masterpiece. She's even got 11,000 followers on Instagram hanging onto her every single word, probably up to at least 12,000 by now. After this story. Now, I'm all for trying unconventional methods, but this one, I'm gonna have to do a hard pass on that one. I mean, can you imagine the smell? And let's not even get started on the potential bacteria situation. I think I'll stick to my tried and true skincare routine. Thank you very much. But hey, don't just take my word for it. We've got Dr. Lawrence Cunningham, a medical expert, chiming in on this whole debacle. And surprise, surprise, he's not exactly singing the praises of period blood facials. According to him, this trend is about as scientifically sound as using a toaster as a bath bomb. In other words, not a great idea. But wait, it gets even crazier. Apparently, using breast milk as a form of Botox is also a thing now. I don't know about you, but I think I'll stick to regular old moisturizer. But fear not, beauty enthusiasts, because Dr. Hamdan Abdullah Hamed, almost forgot, is here to save the day with some sage advice. Turns out there are plenty of natural ingredients out there that'll give you that glowing complexion without resorting to the Donald Trump bloodbath.
It's going to be a bloodbath.
Honey, avocado, coconut, you name it, there's a DIY face mask for it out there in the real world. So if you've ever been tempted to slather your face with period blood, in the name of beauty, just remember, there's a safer, more hygienic option out there. At least one. And hey, if all else fails, there's always good old-fashioned honey. It might not be as exotic, but at least it won't leave you smelling like a crime scene. But Sarah Soul, the brains behind this whole operation, claims that she's been using her own period blood as a face mask for at least the last 6 cycles. That's dedication to the cause right there, but hey, if it's working for her, who are we to judge, right? And on that note, it's time to wrap up this another episode of the Sick Sad Society. Stay weird, stay curious, and whatever you do, please do not try this at home. Until next time.